the new book is a truck full of money, and as you chronicle this life of Paul English, how did you come across him? How did he first come on your radar?
Some years ago, I wrote a book about a man named Paul Farmer, who founded an organization, was co-founder of an organization called Partners in Health, a very important organization in the world of international health, I think. Paul, he was basically the subject in that organization of a book I wrote called Mountains Beyond Mountains. And it turned out that Paul English was on the board of Mountains, a trustee, a pretty effective one, as it happens. I, in the course of my research, in the course of being involved with this organization, I got to know him a little bit. I had written about computers years and years and years ago, back in the, you know, I published a book in 1981 called The Soul of a New Machine. Right. It was about a team of computer engineers, and I was looking for the next thing to do. And I thought, maybe I should look at this world again, one that I had just ignored. And he agreed to be my guide. And after a fairly short period, I thought he ought to be my subject, not my guide. And he, you know, and I put it to him, and it took him some months, but he agreed to let me write about him. To give me the access to write about him.
Where do you think his genius lies?
Well, I mean, at the moment, I would say it's not so much in the coding. I don't think he does much programming anymore, although I think that's where it began. But where does it lie? It lies in creating teams. I think that's what he would say. Better versions. I mean, he loves his biological family, and it seems to me that he's always been out to try to create an even better one in his work environment. And it has the great advantage that if someone isn't working out, you can fire him. But of course, firing people has always been very difficult for him. At Kayak, he was sort of legendary that he would, if he had to fire someone, he would get ill in the morning beforehand. This was for a while anyway, but it always gave them ridiculously generous severance packages. I've digressed. I think his genius as a businessman lies in being able to make teams and be able to serve as a bridge between what programmers call the suits. Programmers tend to be rather otherworldly people, unworldly people, and Paul can bridge those two worlds, the world of business, the world of programming, which is, although it's, you know, the uses we're used to it are, you know, that we're accustomed to are the, you know, for really commercial interests. It is an art, quite a fascinating and complicated one. And so but I think his real genius lies in his sympathetic imagination, his kindness. I think that's the source of his kindness.
That idea of the title of the book, A Truck Full of Money. So he gets $2 billion when he sells.
Well, he got $120 million of that.
Right. But it's $2 billion is what
roughly,
it sold
roughly
for.
$2 billion, yeah.
And he's got this truck full of money, and then it becomes the story of a philanthropist.
To some degree, it is. It's just I try to tell the whole story. I mean, the best parts of it anyway. I think it's a pretty riveting story. It's certainly wild and strange. And of course, the stuff that I actually observed. He was under the influence of hypomania during a lot of that time, sort of struggling through it. I felt to finding his way to a coherent plan for philanthropy, which he's done. It's a wonderful program called Summits for Education that he started in Haiti to try and improve education there. And he's really dedicated. Also, the other big one is homelessness in Boston. He found an absolutely spectacularly dedicated doctor, rather famous in Boston, who runs an organization called Boston Healthcare for the Homeless. But he's meanwhile been starting new companies at the same time. I mean, I think his ultimate goal, the way he expresses it, is to start a lot more companies, make a lot more money, and give everything away by the time he dies. He hasn't gotten there yet. I hope he doesn't die for quite a while. I enjoy his company.
Author and journalist Tracy Kidder is appearing tonight at 7 o'clock for a free talk at Schenectady High School. The Pulitzer Prize winner will be talking about his new book, A Truck Full of Money. Tracy Kidder, it's always a great pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, it's always nice to see you, Joe. Thanks.